This week's episode of Radio Labyrinth is produced by Wendy Muller, Mike Spittler, Sean Hall, Jonathan Wilson, Andrew Hopkins, and Keith Tate.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
Dun 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 dun.
This is Lucille. And she is awesome.
You guys, look at my dirty girl.
Are you okay down there? Your penis?
I got my fingers crossed for a little freaky dinky.
I mean, I just said that it was happier with Pussy Bar and White Eats for free. And you're telling me no.
You ever hear the one about the stupid little prick named Rick who thought he knew shit but didn't know shit?
God damn, if that ain't the coolest thing I've ever heard in my life.
You got some beach ball sized lady nuts on you.
You suck ass.
You people are animals.
Dun 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 dun.
This is Lucille. And she is awesome.
You guys, look at my dirty girl.
Are you okay down there? Your penis?
I got my fingers crossed for a little freaky dinky.
I mean, I just said that it was happier with Pussy Bar and White Eats for free. And you're telling me no.
You ever hear the one about the stupid little prick named Rick who thought he knew shit but didn't know shit?
God damn, if that ain't the coolest thing I've ever heard in my life.
You got some beach ball sized lady nuts on you.
You suck ass.
You people are animals.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Jeff Leboff, Stephanie Swain, Autumn Fisher, and sometimes effing Ira Malkin.
No, it snaps in the back like those old cartoon underpants, and I just shit. He's unsnapping shit.
That's a onesie. That's like a...
I call it a house coat, and I wear it with my house underpants. Hi, Jeff.
Howdy.
Autumn will be joining us shortly.
Autumn.
How was the class reunion?
It was fun.
Yeah? Tell me about it. I wasn't there. This Jeff was... We did the show early or what? You weren't here for the... I don't remember. It was last week, right? Or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, we were going to do the show Wednesday night, but then something...
Get closer
happened.
To the microphone there.
No, you get closer.
You get closer. Bring it slowly toward your mouth like
something
a big...
Something happened and we didn't end up recording that week. We were going to record on Wednesday before I left.
Right.
But I left Thursday morning.
We've done a show since then, right?
Yeah.
Oh. How come we didn't talk about it?
Because you're too stupid.
We had a guest.
Oh, that's right. We did have a guest. So how was it? How was the reunion?
It was good. Not a lot of people showed up.
It was our 30th high school reunion in Mansfield, Pennsylvania. How many people would you say showed up?
From our class, maybe about 30.
About 30? That seems more than I thought from the pictures. Like some of the people I didn't recognize. I guess
that picture showed everybody. Like three or four more people showed up after we took the picture.
To me, like Jeff doesn't look old to me. Because we've been around each other, so he just looks like Jeff. But I look at some of these people I haven't seen in a very long time, and I'm thinking, my God, we're all old.
Did you get the email with the photos from high school versus now?
No.
Oh, I got to forward you that.
Yeah, forward that to me.
You can tell all the drunks.
Really?
Can't you?
Well, I suppose.
Yeah, they're all puffy.
Yeah.
And they got that worn leather look to them.
There's one guy that retired.
Yeah,
I hate those people. They make me sick.
I think you had to.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm so sorry. I'm late.
You're not late. It's not 8 o'clock
okay.
yet.
No, you're running.
I know. Well, we're packing and leaving in the morning. So
where are you guys going?
Where the fuck are you going?
Asheville.
Asheville?
Oh, nice. The weather's going to be gorgeous.
It's going to be chilly.
Yeah,
Are you going glamping?
No, my cousin, Heather is getting married.
Oh, yeah. We stayed at Heather's house once.
Whew.
Didn't we?
You should fill out this survey thing, Tim.
What survey?
I'm sending you.
All right, I'll do
maybe.
That. Well, no, we went to see the Flaming Lips up there.
Oh, that was a long... That was like...
At the Orange
When she
Peel.
Lived underneath my cousin Katie at the time. That was a million years ago.
I just remember there was a jar with a gigantic bud in it.
What?
And yeah. then in the room where we stayed, there was a bird feeder built into the side of the house that had a mirror on it, so the birds couldn't see you, but you could watch them right by your bed.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I remember everything.
I know I remember everything. I remember the guy going into epileptic seizure during the strobe lights.
Yeah, I remember that,
at
too.
At the Flaming Lips show.
Flaming Lips. What?
At the Flaming Lips show.
Yeah.
And Wayne, it was so strobey.
Wayne Coyne felt so bad.
Did you put your wallet in his mouth so he wouldn't choke on his tongue?
We didn't do anything. We
It was a girl, I think.
Yeah, it was a girl.
Did she go in, you know, knowing she had epilepsy, or was she just one of those people that...
Well, they
didn't know her.
Oh.
Yeah, we didn't know her.
Oh, okay.
It was a real fucking buzzkill, though.
Yeah, they had to stop the show, lights on.
Yeah, everybody was high.
You know, some people, they ruin it. That so, happened to me at a Helmet concert.
Well, Jeff went to our 30th high school reunion, so I was asking him about that. So there are a bunch of people there that I haven't seen in forever. And
Yep.
Did you have a good time, though?
Yeah,
what'd you do
fun.
Up in Mansfield, Pennsylvania?
Not much, just hung out.
You have Pudgy's Pizza?
Did.
Nice. What else? Did you have Papa V's Pizza?
I did.
Yeah, you sampled every pizza?
Well, I brought to the reunion. Well, the night before the reunion, Nick and I, our friend Nick, and I had
Starks?
Had a Pudgy's Pizza.
So he came up to visit you?
He came up for my mom's memorial, which
That was also the other reason you went up there.
And so we had some Pudgy's Pizza and hung out, and then I got a Pudgy's Party Pizza to take to the reunion, and then I got a Papa V's Party Pizza to take to the reunion also.
So anybody get all fucked up and drunk?
People started drinking eventually.
Where was it held? At the fire?
At the fire hall, yeah.
Fire hall.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds exciting.
I think Tina Jackson busted out some fireball or something.
That ain't her name anymore.
No, it is now.
Oh, she get divorced?
Yeah.
A lot of people get married and divorced over the years.
Go back to the old name.
Yeah. She's relatively new to social media. I know none of you listening know who any of these people are. But we graduated from high school in 1988, which is a very long time ago.
I was in love with her in kindergarten, Tina Jackson.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you knew that?
Yeah, she made brownies with mayonnaise.
Jesus. You
remember that?
Yep.
I was in kindergarten in 1988.
Nah,
yeah. Yeah, that's good, Autumn. It's good for you. I was just sitting here thinking to myself, God, these guys are old as shit. And then I realized, oh, wow.
When'd you graduate, 90?
91.
Oldie.
I know, right? I get people, sometimes they'll call into my job and they'll say, oh, what's your date of birth? And they'll say, 1997.
Yeah, that is weird.
I'll be like, fuck you.
But people,
how do you have a phone? How do you have a life and a job?
People born in the year 2000 can vote this year.
I know.
I used to look at Playboy.
2000.
No, you can look at the Playboy centerfolds back when they had that, and you'd look at the dates. And I noticed they started.
Yeah, that's how I chronicle my life. My Playboy
now centerfold. Girls born in 2000 can be centerfolds.
Oh, thank God.
Well,
there's no centerfolds on Playboy.
I know. I'm just saying, if they still had that.
It's all articles, right?
I don't know. I haven't looked at a Playboy in probably 2 years.
No, I think they tried to go back to having naked chicks, but it failed.
Well, of course. Nobody buys magazines.
Right.
Unless you're a trucker.
They do in other countries. You can still get fucking Playboy in South Africa and UK and shit.
It's not a good value. Like, if you go to an adult bookstore in Pennsylvania along Route 15, where there's 7,000 of them, you can get that three-pack of Barely Legal for $7.99.
Do they have those things like the Deuce? Do they have those things?
The booth,
Yeah, but you go in and there's like the ladies dancing in the middle.
They might in New York City.
They had that in Harrisburg. We went to that in Harrisburg.
They don't have it anymore. It's gone.
You didn't go to the Madonna video?
Yeah.
In Harrisburg?
I wondered if that was still a thing.
I went to it. I thought you did too.
And I've gone to it, but not with you. It's gone now. It burned down.
So you go in there, and then the slop goes up, and then there's like a couple of chicks up there.
And there's a little fucking sign that says finger show, $5.
Yeah, yeah.
What's a finger show?
What do you think it is?
What do you think a finger show might be?
Ew.
Oh.
I went to New York City once back in 1990.
Gosh, putting them in there, yeah.
That's a good sound effect.
You went to the Deuce.
No.
This
was in 1994 in the fall, and we were in New York City and walking around and went to where David Letterman had just started doing his show from the old Ed Sullivan Theater. And right across the street was a Nathan's Finest and an old relic from Times Square, which it was a you know, one of those booth places. So we went in there, and the lady was so hilarious. She was this old like Russian hag, and she goes, "Where do you want me to put dildo?"
Oh wow!
No.
I said, "You can just leave the dildo there. We're leaving."
Ew. Yeah. So just that
I can put in the ass.
$5. I have, yeah. $5 vagina, $20 asshole.
There is one with two heads. I could put one up your ass and one up mine.
Well, how are you going to get it through the glass, lady?
So her vagine was no good.
Go anymore. To the back, meet by dumpster.
Okay. Oh, her vagine was in the other booth.
Oh, no.
What's ass to ass in Russian?
Ass to ass. Ass to ass. So, yeah, we're back. I guess
Sopa.
Episode 146 of Radio Labyrinth. We are all here tonight. So I guess Ira's done. I haven't heard from him.
I told him he could come tonight, but he said his parents are in town.
Oh.
Oh, mommy and daddy won't let me leave.
I always wanted to meet his parents. I wish Ira wasn't done. I told him
to bring his dad.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. His dad knows so much about cars.
Yep. And
Porsche freak.
And candid camera.
Yeah, I would love to talk to him about his candid camera. Miss Ira.
Yeah, me too. Come on back, Ira. We miss you.
Fucking Ira.
Yeah, you know, Ira has great taste.
He's playing...
and he's picky.
Bee's Crackling Barbecue this Friday. If you're listening to this podcast Friday afternoon, go.
Well, he never talks to me anymore, so have him send all of his gigs so we can promote him.
You don't like it?
He's mad at me.
He hates you.
I don't know why he hates me. I didn't do nothing to him.
Because you're a jerk.
Is that true?
You are a jerk. Yeah,
well, I know that.
That's totally true.
Total jerk. What'd you guys think of the Red Clay Comedy podcast? Did you guys listen?
I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet.
I have not either. I'm sorry. I did like it and I did retweet it, but I have not had a chance to listen to it. I apologize.
I just listened to the Doctor Who one, so now I got to listen to that Red Clay one.
The Red Clay one has some funny stuff in it when we're, Jack Bauer.
Oh, nice. you guys doing your shtick?
Yeah, well, we were talking about the Supreme Court bullshit that was going on a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden it ended up, we were doing improv back and forth, and all of a sudden Jack Bauer ended up being grilled by a Senate committee. Thank you, Josh Warren, and also Greg Ross.
Did you tweet last night that everyone in Atlanta was a bastard fuckface?
No, why?
Yeah, you didn't watch South Park last night?
No, don't spoil it.
I haven't watched it yet.
Do not spoil a
fucking
thing about
spoiler.
It.
Oh,
shut up. I know it's about fucking shut up. There's two or three shows
on,
that I
you
no.
know. You took Ambien last night and tweeted a bunch of shit.
I did not. Fuck off. Right. Oh, stop it.
He'll do that. Like, he'll text me something. I'll say, don't tell me. I haven't watched it. And then he'll, like, say key lines from it.
Yeah.
And act like he's not spoiling it. And then when I watch it, I'll see, like, what he's talking about. And I get so fucking mad. I want
to
kill him.
He needs to shut up or we're going to bring the Comboni over to his
I
house.
Really wish we could. Take the Comboni right over
his
ass.
You see that one, Autumn?
You had the Cumbie with you this weekend when you went to Greenville.
Oh, by the way, Asheville is a fun city. You know that. You've been there before, but Asheville is a fun city. My wife and I just went in the middle of the week to Greenville, South Carolina. And, you know, I've always driven past and, it's Greenville, whatever. But,
yeah.
But they redid the downtown. I don't know when. But it's kind of like Chattanooga if you've been there. They have, walking trails, and they have a Beltline like we do here in Atlanta. And there's lots of cool little places to eat. And a lot of cool places to get coffee. Besides.
Some dude kept hassling you every time you went someplace. They kept fucking
who
hassling you every time.
What are you talking about?
Every time you post a picture somewhere, you'd get a text or message on your
phone. Oh, yeah, some douchebag. Every restaurant I go to that we'd tag into or whatever, Jeff would just quote the restaurant and send it back in that derisive voice. That But if you're in Atlanta and you ever want a day trip and you've never been up there, go. And in the summertime, you could go to AA baseball or AAA, whatever they have there. They're baseball. And just don't listen to the radio.
There's nothing going on.
No. We were listening to some horrible morning show from one of their awful stations. And it's like, yeah, all right. Blah, 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 blah,
blah. Those morning shows are horrendous.
They're fucking horrible, man. And yeah, it was just god-awful.
There's a morning show here that sometimes I would catch, and it's just so cliche.
Yeah,
yes.
Come on.
They're not like that.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I mean, it was right out of Central Casting. They had the girl, and they had the guy that talks like this.
We're going to take her to the phones. Blah.
Yeah. And then they had a stunt boy, you know, the stunt boy, the late 90s. Stunt guy.
Yeah.
Still do his radio boy's son.
I don't know.
That makes me feel bad, though, for Seabass, because Seabass was kind of a stunt guy, but he was so
Well, he grew out of that. I mean, he developed his own. He knew that he had to do other things. I don't know what he's doing now, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like that's his gift almost, is to be so brave.
Well, he's brave. Yeah, that's for sure.
And has no qualms about saying anything to anyone or going up to any dangerous situation or sleeping in a ditch. I mean, he's insane.
Yeah, a lot of his homeless stuff was
His shit
intense.
Surpassed Steve's by leaps and bounds. So Steve's 90s stuff and early 2000s was really, really good and really, really funny. But, I mean, you get tired of that shit.
Yeah, the toilet, you know.
That toilet stuff was funny.
That was great.
That
And the cakes.
Yep.
I always enjoyed
what was the cakes?
Cakes.
I forget.
Or he'd go into Publix and get a cake with, like, thanks for getting an abortion and shit like that.
But he became such a caricature.
Well, yeah, and plus he was so known.
Right. So then it was like, and he would, like, preface them, right? He'd tell them beforehand, I'm going to ask you some weird stuff here now. So I'm
well, yeah, I mean, he started, it's very difficult to do those gigs when you're when you're in a bathroom, for one thing, and nobody knows who you are, and so it's much easier to try to set it up. But the thing is that people that you're trying to set it up with don't have experience doing improv, and then, you know, they're going, what do you want me to say? Yeah. That's boring.
Yeah.
You know, but originally that shit was really funny. And I don't know what he's doing now because I don't listen, but I'm sure it's good.
Getting cataract surgery and taking care of his baby.
And that's why, I didn't mention the name of the show that I was listening to out of Greenville because I don't want to trash people. I mean, they're working in the industry and I still like radio, so I don't want to trash them. But, you know, God, I don't know how people listen to that every day.
But I think some people like that familiarity. Just they don't want to be challenged.
No.
They want it to be the same way every day.
Yeah.
Feed me a little something here and there. Let me hear a hoo-hoo-hoo and get on to work.
Right.
And you don't want to think too much. You know, they don't. And maybe they just haven't experienced really good quality radio.
Like the Von Hessler Doctrine.
Like the Von Hessler Doctrine.
Monday through Friday on News 95.5 at AM 750.
Or early days Atlanta regular guys.
Yeah.
You know, there's
they brought
just,
that Tim Andrews on.
I know, that's when it got real bad.
Sucks. I wish the Von Hessler Doctrine had any politics.
What?
I said I wish the Von Hessler Doctrine had like a whole other version where they did no, where you guys did no politics at all.
Yeah.
It was just a pop culture show.
Well, we don't do that.
It was just like one a month. Be like, this is the day that we're not going to talk about any
it's impossible.
Bullshit.
It's impossible.
We're just going to talk about good stuff.
Open mic Friday. Where
the
show is yours. We talk about whatever you want.
We'd have to shoot Nick with a tranquilizer dart or we would never.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because he takes us off in crazy ways. And
I love Nick. I don't know.
Oh, I do too. But he just he'll take us off. He doesn't mean to take us so far off the path.
No.
But he pulls us over, and he thinks it's still related because it's related to him.
Yeah, I know.
Like he saw something that made him think of this, but then we never get back to what we were talking about.
And it goes a squirrel.
But don't you think it's like forever in his head? Just Rock the Casbah is just playing over and over in
probably,
his head.
Probably, yeah.
And then him yelling monkey.
Oh. And they're doing that little. Yeah, that voice. Oh, my God.
I love it.
I love and hate it.
I know. Nick is the best person alive.
He is. He's one of the nicest fucking people.
But we're all family, so it's almost like brothers, right? You're like, oh, shut up, Nick. I fucking love you.
Mm-hmm. So I guess.
Or like if anybody talked about him, I would be.
Oh,
I'd
be very mad. I'd be
in
like,
the lunchroom.
Yeah, you don't talk about my people that way. I can call the baby ugly.
Yeah. Nick loves dogs.
He does love dogs.
And I love that.
I sent him a video yesterday and he sent back a bunch of hearts. It was this legless dog hopping through flowers. Well, I mean, it had
legs at all.
No front paws.
I know. Was it from Paparazzi?
Probably.
I believe it was.
Yes. So, geez, this is episode 146 and something debuted Sunday night on television that I didn't even know.
You didn't even know?
No. And I don't care.
Wait, you didn't like the, God bless the advertisement. It looks like fucking Grey's Anatomy or some shit. The way that they set it up.
I haven't.
Like doing slow turns.
I haven't watched Simpsons or Family Guy. Family Guy or Simpsons because I've been fucked up by football. My DVR gets fucked up. I'm not going to watch it on demand like a idiot with commercials. Fuck that. What am I, a jerk?
You can fast
forward to the commercial.
No, you can't. Not on demand.
It depends on what the show is.
Yeah.
If they have a big enough following or not.
You reprogram your remote with the 30-second skip. You can use the 30-second skip to skip through commercials on demand.
I don't know that. Is that some sort of hack?
It is a hack.
Send me the info.
Look
on that.
It up.
Fuck off.
Google it.
So who watched Walking Dead Sunday night? It's back, season 9, right?
Almost nobody.
Almost nobody, yeah.
I know. Wow. I didn't
half
catch
the
it.
Audience of-
Autumn, we
I know.
Count on you for your derisive review.
I know. We've been so busy, and it's horrible and annoying, and I can't relax and
just
watch
TV. I
wanted
to hear your take on the whole Gregory situation.
All right, who watched it?
Spoiler alert.
You
I
did.
Watched it.
You know I didn't watch
I'm
it.
I'm not going to. You're not going to.
I noped out 2 seasons
Go
ago.
Ahead. What happened on this episode, Jeff?
Okay, this is a spoiler alert.
Who cares? Okay, spoiler alert. Walking Dead spoiler alert.
Fast forward 5 minutes.
You know that dude Gregory that was challenging Maggie?
Yeah, he was like the original mayor of that town.
Yeah, from Mommy Dearest. That right.
Guy. Hanoi Hilltop. Right.
So he gets this dude drunk and convinces him to kill Maggie.
Okay.
But she fucks the dude up.
Yeah.
And he stops like trying to kill her.
Okay.
And then Gregory goes after her, pulls a knife on her, and she like beats the hell out of him, and then they fucking hang his ass.
Yeah.
No, they hung
him.
Gregory.
They literally hung him, killed him.
Okay.
Dead.
Right.
Negan killed Maggie's fucking husband with a baseball bat right in front of her, and he's sitting in jail.
Well.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Gregory pulls a knife on her, and now he's hung? They hang him?
Hanged.
Yeah.
I hate this show. It's really bringing me back to hating it.
God.
So they ruined the stakes that they build by doing shit like that.
But I know why they didn't kill Negan. Negan serves as a reminder of certain things. I mean, that comes from the comic book.
Right, but this is...
Well, then don't make him an enemy anymore.
Is he still an enemy?
Well, for now, but eventually he's going to...
Is he still smarting off?
Yeah.
Still wearing his shit and pants.
Yeah.
He didn't show up.
You
at
got
all
me another bologna sandwich in your pocket.
He didn't show
well,
up.
Well, hello.
He didn't show up at all in the first episode, but at the end, they're walking in to go see him.
Yeah.
And
y'all kill Gregory, huh? Gregory's still hanging around.
He's like, ooh, that was rough.
Oh, man.
I heard he was being a pain in the neck.
Oh, wow. Negan.
No wordplay on the Radio Labyrinth Theater.
But literally half the audience that watched last year disappeared.
Yeah, so how are the ratings were shitty, huh?
Half of what they were last
Now, they're
year.
Saying that they want to keep the show going, what, another decade?
That's what they're saying, but they keep these fucking ratings up. I don't think it's going to happen.
But that's different. You mean continuing on with being The Walking Dead or whatever the other one's called?
Being the Walking Dead.
What is the other one called?
Oh, God.
Fear the Walking Dead.
Fear the Walking Dead.
It's just about the walkers.
I don't know.
Pass the salt. I'm hungry.
I don't know when it's
going
to happen.
Where are we going?
I don't know. Just keep walking.
Did you ask for directions?
Shut up. You always make me ask for directions.
What time is it?
Who cares? My watch fell off.
Your whole arm's gone.
I got some of it. It's in this bag.
What's the weather like this week? No.
It's raining. Oh, there's my daughter.
I think Fear of the Walking Dead is going to be a limited series, and eventually it's going to merge into The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Maybe not next season, but in maybe 2 seasons.
I didn't watch any of this most recent season. I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of tired.
Mm-hmm. Fear of the Walking Dead was not as good as the previous season, but it was still good, better than Walking Dead.
Yeah. That sucks, man. Now who are the enemies? Did they set anything up, or was it just a real slow, boring first episode?
Yeah, it was kind of boring.
Shocking.
The Whisperers are going to show up this season, I think. But.
Yeah.
And who are the Whisperers? Like, you're talking about the zombies who are talking to each other?
Yeah. They're people that are alive. Spoiler alert. They're people that are alive that take the faces off dead people. And
hey, let's go up there.
Kind of like when they cover themselves with zombie guts so the zombies would need them. If they put the face of a zombie on, like,
hey,
Hannibal Lecter style.
Yeah. Are you Rick?
Zombies leave him alone.
We're looking for Rick.
Yeah, is he this way?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't see you. With the Whisperers.
I didn't make the eye holes on this mask big enough. I can't see shit.
I got all these guts all over me. They're disgusting. How come we can rub all these guts on us and not, turn into zombies?
Yeah, I never thought about that, but I guess it works, so let's just keep up with it.
Remember that one time I put
Oh, we're shaking it.
Hey, what a gun.
Okay, here you go.
Whisper.
Whisper. Where did they go?
These guys are bored on them, so we'll just stop doing it. Stop doing it.
I was looking for my house shoes.
So they cover themselves with like fake or with the zombie blood, and then they like Hannibal Lecter themselves as a zombie.
Right, they put the face of the zombie.
Right,
on
hello
their,
Clarice.
Yeah,
no. Mind the drawings.
Interesting.
Mind the drawings.
But what do? They just like are like nomads with the zombies.
It's Bill Pembry.
Yeah, so they. They can just like get into a horde of zombies and just walk around.
What's the point?
To like herd the zombies a certain direction and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't get this. I mean, if they could do it with guts, then, I mean, why you put the whole fucking face on?
That should be constant, by the way. If they can get away with covering themselves in guts, they should be constantly covered with guts and never be in, like, afraid.
Well, yeah. That was what that dude from Fear of the Walking Dead did. Frank. Whatever his name is.
Gorshin?
The kid.
I know.
Frank Welker?
I forget what his name is on the show, but he was always covered with guts all the time.
All right, hey. Since we've been trashing The Walking Dead, we will be going to Walker Stalker Con.
Yeah.
October 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Georgia World Congress Center. For tickets, information, and to see the full lineup of guests, go to walkerstalkercon.com/Atlanta. This year's guests include, but are not limited to, Greg Nicotero, Dana Guerrera. Whatever. Melissa McBride, Norman Reedus, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Stephen Wynn.
Yin.
What?
Stephen Young.
Oh, whatever. Spell it the way it sounds. Yeah. John Bernthal, Emily Kinney, Michael Kudlitz, Chandler Rags, John McDermott, Christian Serratos, Alana Masterson,
Coral.
Seth Gilliam.
Coral.
I like Seth Gilliam. Michael Rooker will be there. Hang on, buddy. David Morrissey, Lauren Holden, Irony Singleton, whose house we've been to.
Oh, I like that one. Okay.
Yeah. Kim Dickens.
Kim, she's a good one.
Yeah.
Loaned me a pen last week, writing a check.
Garrett Dillahunt.
Yeah.
Maggie Grace and a lot more. Jeff put in interview requests from Garrett Dillahunt, Kim Dickens, and we'll hopefully be talking to them about.
What about me?
A show that doesn't suck.
I did not put in for Rooker.
Sorry, I got a cold.
Put in for it. Yeah. Irony Singleton, Ross Marquand, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Seth Gilliam, and Melissa McBride. So it looks like it'll be fun. If you are a fan of the genre and, of course, of pop culture, go. Get yourself some tickets and go.
Come on. We
went 1 year, right?
Yeah, I've been a couple
of years.
Oh,
you've been. I only went once.
We missed last year, but we sent an envoy.
Yeah. Who did we send last year?
I forgot that guy's name is, but he went last year and...
Oh, boy.
Hey, Michael Rooker, are you excited?
Hey.
Are you excited to come back to Atlanta and go to...
Oh, man, hot Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's a place to be. I got a lot of places to eat there. I like it a lot.
Where's your favorite place to eat?
Oh, man, there's a barbecue place. Looks like a little shack. What the fuck is that called? It's like in a real bad neighborhood.
You need to work on it.
Bees cracking.
I got a cold.
Oh, okay. I have a cold,
where
too.
Where Ira and the Vipers
hey, come on. And my kids are asleep in the next room.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to be yelling Michael Rooker
so
with your kids.
Fuck you, asshole.
Oh.
Wow.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm never going to get sponsored. We're not going to get sponsored on WSB because we're cursing too much.
You know,
I
listen to a lot of podcasts, and there are shit tons of commercials and sponsors on all of them, and they all swear.
Well, that's through the podcast, but what he's saying is salespeople are gonna find us and listen to it, or like direct people to other ways to find out who we are. I don't know why they would do that.
You mean I'm never gonna get Bob's Kitchen and Cabinets?
Well, I don't understand how come Marin can say fucking Squarespace.
Yeah,
fuck it,
right?
Because Squarespace isn't sold on WSB. We're talking about like
he
local.
Also has 10 million listeners.
You should hear the commercial they do on Tell Them Steve Dave, man.
Yeah.
they just fucking swear off.
Oh my god,
they've lost a ton of sponsors from just the shit that they say.
It's like love security systems. We don't like what they talk about
on Radio Labyrinth.
They had fucking Hitler in the ad.
Really?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Yeah, this is the best.
I forget what it was for, but they never advertised again after that fucking Hitler ad.
So how long do you think Walking Dead will last? You think that'll get canceled this year?
They said they wanted to go for 10 more years, but I don't know. I think the ratings got to be there for them to fucking try and pull that off.
Mm-hmm. What's this story? You have news stories up here that Tim's going to have to pay for a doodle.
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick is trademarking his hair and face.
Really?
He's trying to.
So you can't draw a cartoon of him? No, you can do a cartoon of anybody because it be...
Except for Muhammad, the Prophet
parody.
Muhammad.
Right. Well, Muhammad's not going to sue you.
Does he still have his hair the way it was?
With a big afro?
He didn't have that anymore, right?
Yeah, he does.
Well,
he can flatten it all down and braid it all.
I mean, he kind of looks like a hair bear, so how would you not
I wish somebody would just offer him a contract.
Oh.
Shut him
the fuck
up. Just so
he'd shut up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good. I mean, there's need for him.
Yeah. Do you think he would shut up, though?
Probably not. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck, though. I mean, I don't even want to get back into this. I don't care what they do. I don't care if they kneel. I don't care if he gets mad. I just want to watch football, and then I do. And, Jeff, you're missing your team tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, it started at 8.
Yeah. Well, who's going to win that game?
Against the Super Bowl champion, fucking Philadelphia
Eagles.
Yeah,
but the Eagles suck this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do?
They're not doing very well, no.
There's kind of a
Kaepernick-esque
story on
Ballers. Or yay, I don't know.
On Ballers this season. If you're watching Ballers. Ballers.
No, I'm not watching
Ballers. I used to love football. I used to watch it all the time.
Steph, you watching Ballers?
I was obsessed with it.
Yeah, I thought you were a football fan.
I was a huge football fan.
What happened?
You
got sick of all those players kneeling?
Yeah, she got racist.
Exactly. That's what my racism has overrode my football.
Speaking of racism, people don't understand what racism is. A lot of people are complaining that Don Lemon and these other people on CNN were calling Kanye, like they said, basically, this is what happened when Negroes don't read, was the line from Bakari, whatever his name is. And then people are on Twitter, you know, the right wingers are on Twitter calling CNN racist. It's not racist for an African American to call another African American a name. Not racism.
I don't think so.
No, it's just
like when Chris Rock
it's
says
insensitive.
All that stuff.
And
it's
Don
insensitive.
Lemon. Don Lemon's gay also, so he's got that going.
Is
so
he?
He's,
I don't
he's
know.
A double. So it's a double thing.
It's just
that made him sexier to me that he's gay for some reason.
Kanye.
I don't know why.
He's even more unattainable.
Well, Kanye,
so maybe it's like safe to be into him now because
no.
There's no threat
he's
of him responding.
If you watched what happened at the White House today with Kanye, you know, spitting bars and wearing the MAGA hat, it was insanity personified. And the president's just sitting there with his arms folded, eating
it up.
I
have no idea what you're talking about. I've muted every single thing on Twitter.
Oh, I know, but Kanye went to the White House today. You know, Mr.
Trump thinks Kanye's getting him black supporters.
Well, who knows if it is or it isn't, but I'm just saying.
It's not.
It's just ridiculous. It is to some yes, some no.
No.
It's weird that because there are a lot of, like, black people who are culturally conservative.
Right.
Right? They're like, I don't like gay people so much.
Well, you know, I think that's the difference, though, is like, they can not like gay people, but they definitely hate Trump still.
Yeah.
I see.
But they see somebody like
I don't like abortion, so maybe they would vote Republican in that way just because
a lot
of religious reasons.
I mean, it's the same in any culture. You know, any race, any culture, they have the specific things that they care about, their tribalism, which exists, and then they have things that they care about, which are overall things that everybody cares about. So, I mean, I'm just fucking tired of it. But Kanye is no genius. And
he's a nut.
He's a nut. He's a self-aggrandizing and promoting nut. But to call him names or House Negro and stuff like that, that's also stupid. Just shut the fuck up.
You don't have to. Listen, people aren't really doing that in real life.
I know they are
on
Twitter,
social media.
They're doing it on Twitter.
And that's not real life.
Right.
So you, I really think, should take a little bit of a break.
Hey, mind your own business.
I'm just saying because it taints how you feel and how you react to the world.
Autumn's
but that's
right.
Not a, it's a false reality.
I've created my own reality, Tim.
What's that?
It's 1984.
Right.
It's still like Gorbachev and Reaganomics and.
Might as well jump.
Yeah, like.
Jump.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'll wait till your love comes down.
Right. My stepdad's laid off from the steel mill. Am I going to get the Atari for Christmas? I don't know. I'm just like, I'm going to stay in this reality.
Right.
I'm opting out.
Okay.
I'm opting out of society in general until this is done, until the bomb comes or whatever the fuck
but
happens
what
that
you're
puts
doing
the shit back
is,
to where it is.
That's reality. You're not opting out of it. You are.
I'm
you
making
are
my own reality.
You're
going me.
No, because you
can't. That's reality.
Everybody cut. Everybody cut.
And please, Autumn.
Footloose.
No, you're right. Bow, bow. It's not like before social media existed, people were, you know, disconnected from society. That wasn't the case. People got their news, got their information, talked to their neighbors, formed opinions, didn't constantly have to say what their political opinions were.
Thank you.
And affect other people.
Thank
and,
you.
And not just that, but mix in trolls with that, that you're not sure are trolls and are just saying shit that are so mean, or that's all fake.
Oh, wow. You're Denise Williamsing her.
1984. Denise Williams, let's hear it for the boy.
I love this song.
I do too.
Summer of 1990. Oh, wait a minute. Summer of 1984. Clive Cliverson here with you. Oh, my God. Look at her. Denise Williams was so pretty. She had that white girl hair.
I've got my foot in the crook of the
turn it up
Chevy truck.
Jeff Leboff and Tim Andrews are at Boy Scout Camp. Listening to the Footloose soundtrack on a boombox while they play Dungeons & Dragons with Joe Kustovic and end up getting in a fight. And then their scoutmaster blames it on their demonic behavior. Ooh, the boy grew up. Mm. He's going to be fucking that Denise Williams. I love this song. I love this whole soundtrack.
It was
great.
It was a killer soundtrack.
What is that?
Footloose.
It's on Steph's top 10 of this week.
The song?
Yeah, because it's always 1984. The Footloose soundtrack is like hovering between 8 and 9 in your top 10 every week.
I got to quit watching this video. I forgot how fucking hot she was.
Oh,
I think Prince, maybe Prince. Like,
I'm not getting a boner. I'm almost 50. Yet.
That's not her best song,
finished.
Though.
When Doves Cry or something is number one.
Her best song is Gotta Be Real.
Oh, really?
Gotta be real.
Oh, we're going to
no,
put that up.
No, it's not that song.
Oh.
No, that's like what? La Freak no. So Chic. No,
really?
Yeah.
Real?
No, the one that's like, and I gotta be real. Yeah, I can't do it. Her voice goes like 17 octaves.
What's the song called?
Feeling Free. Free. That's what it's called. Free.
Is that a hit? Will I know it?
Yeah, you'll know it.
I bet you I won't.
Yeah, you know it.
Caribbean Queen. No, not that.
That was sharing
the same dream. And our hearts had beat as one.
Oh,
no more love on the run.
You know
just
this song.
Found me. I don't know this song.
Yes, you do.
It's from 1976, so.
It's a beautiful
not 1986.
Well, it's Denise Williams. It's her best song.
Listening to oldies in 1984?
Of course I was. I listened to all the. I was a pimp in 1973.
What the fuck is this? You're only listening to Urban Station.
I forgot. Your mom didn't let you listen to black music. You told us that. I forgot.
to the black.
She had Charlie Pride records.
The chorus. If you get to the chorus, you know the
Charlie
chorus.
Pride.
Oh, Charlie Pride. He was the Lionel Richie of the 70s. The one country.
He's the Darius Rucker of the 70s.
Yeah.
I don't know this song.
Yes, you do.
Oh, more of that burp, burp, burp.
Ooh,
I love it.
Oh, it's ooh, jam.
Chocolisha. Chocolisha. This one.
Damn, Chocolisha.
Ooh, Daddy, play it loud.
This is the cool
oh, I know
jam.
This now.
Yeah, I told you that
song. This is Niecy. That is the name of the LP.
Ooh, whisper, Daddy.
Chablisha.
Ooh, what is it, baby?
You got that fudge flowing down there?
Oh, ooh, it's melting down my legs, Daddy.
Oh, God.
I got that caramel sundae waiting for you.
Hot fudge dripping from them lippies.
Oh, what's that? Is that a cherry on top?
Ooh, let me rub that cherry.
Ooh, damn.
Ooh, let me wrap the stem into a knot with my tongue.
What else can we do with that tongue, baby?
I forgot my name.
Ooh, I forgot it too. I just call you Daddy.
Vanilla Bean.
That's right. Vanilla Bean and Chocolisha on the smooth sound.
In your lamppooning, do you actually remember this song, Tim?
I do not remember.
My God.
Song.
I remember that. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is good.
Damn, Chocolisha, you're going to have to go wipe up that dripping chocolate. I got to. It's stepping all over the place.
Oh, since you never listened to 70 Soul, you could do that now and all these songs would be new to you.
What do you mean 70 Soul? I don't listen to 70 Soul.
You didn't?
Name a song.
That was one of them.
All
right,
name
there.
Another one.
Okay, let's see. Any Teddy Pendergrass? Any Andre?
What about
the Commodores?
I don't want nobody else to ever love me.
Oh, that's Luther Vandross. That's 80s, though.
Oh, my bad.
All my love.
Yeah. A thousand kisses from you is never too much.
Never too much, never too much, never too much.
Here's a good one. Here we go. Come on. Up next on the Vanilla Bean and Chuck Leisure Show.
Oh, the deuce.
Going back to 1978, Chaka Khan.
I'll be your every woman.
Yeah, you will, baby.
Yeah, but so you're going to play Chaka Khan, you got to do Chaka Khan and Rufus. You got to do Rufus and Chaka Khan if you're going to do that.
Madonna ruined this song. Rufus.
You can do Curtis Mayfield. You can do...
Oh, fuck yeah. Here we go.
That's what I'm saying.
Shit, why do we even talk about TV? Tell me something good. Chocolisha, tell me something good, baby.
Ooh, do you like nuts, Daddy?
Oh, I like nuts, baby.
Ooh, I got them chopped up right in the Sunday waiting for your banana split.
Oh, well, I really would appreciate you not chopping up my nuts.
The music's bringing the lights out.
What about me and Mrs. Jones?
Oh, Chaka Khan didn't sing that.
No.
Billy Paul.
I know Billy Paul, yeah.
Oh, you do, Across 110th Street.
Oh, fuck yeah. It's
jam.
Ooh, this is one of those good, like, telling a story.
Don't say.
That's right. All right, we're going to play a little.
You got to hear more of this.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
But my favorite is the Brothers Johnson.
I like them, too.
Bring it on, little trumpet.
Yeah. Ooh, Billy Paul.
It's so slow, you guys. Music doesn't happen like this anymore.
That's what I was saying. This is pretty much all I listen to.
Taking its time. Here it comes. Listen.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
Oh, he's so gentle. He's just going to start singing real soft to you here.
We got a thing going on.
This is going to get kicked off.
We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now.
He's just so relaxed.
We meet every day.
Where'd you meet?
Cafe.
What time?
6:30. You know I know she'll be here.
Bring it, go.
Holding hands, making all kinds of plans.
Yeah.
All right, Billy, let's go.
A favorite song. Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on.
What a pretty
He's
song.
Got that thing going on.
I think that song's about infidelity.
Don't know that so? Is wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now, Donald. Oh.
When I'm stroking?
Yeah.
I'm just making love. I be stroking. That's what I be doing. I be stroking. Yeah. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to Madonna, she the bitch I like the best. I be stroking.
Yeah.
All right, one more.
Right. He has to talk. Wait, you have to hear them talking.
Let me ask you something.
Do you like...
What time of the day do you like to make love?
Every hour of the day.
That's right.
Have you ever made love just before breakfast?
Have you ever made love while the garbage man is outside?
Have you ever made love in front of your own husband?
Have you ever made love while your children are sleeping? In the living room?
I stroke it to the north. What's he say? I stroke it to the south. I stroke it everywhere. I even stroke it with my... Whoa! I be stroking.
I stroke it in the church.
I stroke it in...
All right, this is the last one.
Down in Alabama. On a farm way back
up in the woods.
I knew you were going to do this one.
Folks used to call me Patches.
Papa used to tease me, but it was deep down inside. He was hurting because he'd done all he could.
He was ready?
My papa was a great old man. I could see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had.
He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised. Barely paid the bills we made. Whole life had...
Come on, let's go.
When he tried to get up, life would
bring him back down.
Ready? Do you know the song?
Patches, yeah, I know the song.
He said, Patches,
I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all up to you.
Later, Papa died.
All right, sorry. That's
that was great.
I love music.
Me too.
And you're crazy to think I don't like 70s soul music.
You said that. You
I never said,
said it before.
That.
Yes,
like
you have.
I've
said
never
it.
Said
Anytime
it.
Anytime I've ever brought either of you, like, yeah, my mom didn't let me listen to that kind of music. I don't know.
No.
I know.
Just because she didn't let me listen to it then doesn't mean I don't know it now.
Okay, well, you don't ever talk about it, and it's like
I didn't grow
I'm listening
up in Detroit.
To the Wilco album, and if it's not, if it's the Wilco or it's a Grateful Wilco, I
Wilco didn't exist
I mean,
in 1984.
It's a
Steph.
Jam band, and I
you
just
be talking
they're
about,
just jamming for fucking 77 hours.
You should talk about Thompson Twins or something.
Doctor.
Wilco wasn't around in
I know they weren't around in 1984.
Steph lives currently.
And so the
in
conversation.
1984, she can't talk
they
about
They were
it.
Born, I'm
Until
sure.
Until the sun went down and many fantasies were learned on that day.
You want some fix?
Yeah, one way or another, sure.
One thing leads to another.
Whatever.
Steph doesn't even know the current hits of her year she lives in.
Secret Separation was a better
She's
song.
She's so checked out.
I that's my character,
she
Autumn.
Even
I'm,
listen,
I'm checked out, girl.
She doesn't even listen so to sad. Casey's Top 40.
Checked out, Charlie.
Steph, checked out, Charlie.
You are so extra.
I am not trying to be extra. Am I extra?
I just learned that. I just learned that.
I don't know what that means.
It's just like a lot.
Yeah. It's like the rap chips have opened this whole door for you.
Those were good.
Tim, you're doing a lot.
I saw Tim eating rap chips on his own.
You're doing a lot,
without,
Otto.
Without
you are really you're doing the most.
What do you mean without being forced?
You weren't forced on the like on the podcast to eat rap chips. You actually went and bought rap chips on your own and ate them.
The Fetty Wap ones were the best. The honey jalapeno.
Oh, yeah.
What is their flavor?
Oh, there's a shit ton of them.
Yeah.
I've never seen them before.
There's
everything. You're gonna find them in a chevron, generally. It's usually a chevron.
the other ones were good too. The Migos ones were good.
Yeah, but they're you know they're not unique or anything like that. But those
the honey
those,
jalapeno.
Yeah.
Props to my friend Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap. I'm so proud of you, and you're calling him Fetty Wap.
He's invited on the show whenever.
I wish. Oh my God. He'd
hey,
be great.
Speaking of which, we have a guest.
Queen.
2 weeks. Next week we have radio coming in. Sean Hall.
Oh, yay.
I thought that was 2 weeks.
No, it's the 17th.
Oh, okay.
And then on the 24th, we have a guest that Jeff's procured.
The phone interview?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you say who it is?
Janet Varney.
Yeah, Janet Varney from two shows that we like, You're the Worst.
And Stan versus Evil.
Right.
I'm very excited.
Yes, she's cool.
Love her. She's
we
so funny.
We were going to talk to her at Dragon Con, but she had to cancel last minute.
And I had a guest on the tail end of the episode of last week, which was Dennis Miller, and then in a week or two, maybe 2 weeks.
Good interview skills you had going there.
Oh, thank you. I didn't.
Pally.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Him. Is,
I think he smelled out a fellow Trumpster.
Huh?
he could tell.
God.
You're one of his
I don't
people.
Think he paid any attention to anything.
He was kin.
I like it when he said, "Yeah, I just talked to Norm on the phone the other day." Okay. Great.
He's got good stories.
He is a good story. He's a raconteur. But in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be interviewing Anthony Cumia.
Oh, wow. What's he doing?
Who I don't
he?
Know. I'm going to find
he?
Out. He has a book coming out.
He's got that pay show that he does.
But he has a book coming out. Anthony Cumia, Opie and Anthony.
Oh.
Yeah. I like this. I like talking to these radio dudes.
Sure.
He does impressions, too.
So I know he does. I'm going to tell him I stole his Imus.
He's the one who got kicked off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Opie got kicked off first. They both got kicked off.
No, Anthony got kicked off.
Yeah.
Yeah, for that church thing.
He got fired.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That lady attacked him, and he went off on her on Twitter. But he didn't say anything racist, really.
No.
But he just went off on her.
He skirted it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just fired him.
Yeah, I mean, you got to fire people for doing that. You don't. It's way easier to fire people.
But he took some Ambien.
All right, shut up.
Shut the fuck up, Jeff.
All right. And last but not least, before we break and come back with a visitor we haven't heard from in a while. Rest in peace, Scott Wilson.
Yeah. Scott Wilson. He was always at the Walker Stalker Cons.
Yeah, he was the best part of those seasons he was on. I mean, the seasons he was on were the best parts. I mean, he was a great actor, and he was very you know, paste. And...
They, I think they filmed some scenes, like flashback stuff, because they're, you know, they're killing Rick off this season.
Yeah, good.
So I think they got him in for a couple scenes before he passed.
Is he going to do, like, the Love Actually sequel? Is that why he's leaving?
Rick?
Yeah.
I guess. I think he doesn't want to beat a dead horse.
Too late, Rick.
Yeah.
And also,
do.
Also, Scott Wilson was on CSI. He played Mark Helgenberger's father.
He was in Cold Blood. Movie in Cold
Blood. Was he one of the killers?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, when they showed those pictures of him from In Cold Blood, I didn't realize that was him.
Yep. Well, rest in peace, dude, and we'll be right back.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy.
You don't love me, you just love my doggy style.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Oh, can we keep him, Dad, please?
But he's a loser. He's pathetic. He's... a Simpson.
This Saturday, October 13th, you can come out to the Downtown Pooch in Roswell from 12:30 to 2:30 and meet several of Barktown's highly desirable inventory of adoptable dogs.
Highly desirable.
Highly desirable. And I'll be there with my goofy bumpkin, Sam Adams, who is just dying to kiss you and any dogs that you might have with you. So just to let you know, he will molest you. He will molest your dogs. Be prepared. He was shot a few months ago, and he wandered around Waycross with a bullet in him for a few weeks, begging for food. But he's, honestly, he's the happiest dog I've ever seen. Okay. It's like he doesn't even care that he was shot. So he's great. So please come out and meet Sam, and maybe adopt him. I don't know. If you're just looking for some cool bargains on Saturday, you can come on over to Barktown's yard sale at 1068 Blackwell Road in Marietta. It's a big-ass piece of property, and we have it covered with tons of stuff, from furniture to clothes. All proceeds benefit our dogs. And lastly, please come out to Gwinnett County Animal Shelter and check out our huge selection of cats and dogs that are completely free until October 20th. That's spayed, neutered, microchipped, vaccinated. And if they have heartworms, the shelter will treat them for free of charge. And Barktown and other rescues can only pull so many animals, so we really need the public to help us so we can save more lives. So if you can do that, we would appreciate if you keep it canine. Woof.
They're here.
Hey everyone, Alan Sanders here with The Wilder Ride. I want to say a big thank you to Radio Labyrinth and to Tim for letting us have a chance. I say us, I'm speaking on behalf of Walt, who's not with us right this moment, but for letting us have a chance to do a quick shout out about our Halloween special on The Wilder Ride. We finished season one, which was Young Frankenstein, and we're working on season two, which will start in early 2019, Blazing Saddles. But we thought, hey, we got a couple of months, maybe we can give The Wilder Ride treatment to a couple of other things. We had a vote online on our listeners' page and decided, let's do Poltergeist, and we're going to do the month of October. We're going to break down Poltergeist in five chunks. The first one dropped, and the next four will be via our Patreon page. So if you want to support our podcast, be a friend of the show, come on by, subscribe. Hey, you could just subscribe for the month, listen to the episodes, and then unsubscribe. I don't care. As long as we get a little bit of love, that'll help offset the cost, and we just appreciate everything you guys are doing out there to show Gene Wilder and show our podcast some love, and keep showing love to Tim Andrews and the Radio Labyrinth. I listen to them every Saturday, mowing the lawn and doing outdoor work. It's a great podcast to just have in the background. I just got to keep the headphones on. That's all. Go over to thewilderride.com. That has all the links to everything. You can, of course, find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can find us at just about every other podcatcher out there. Again, these episodes, outside of the first one, will only be available via the Patreon page, which is patreon.com/thewilderride. You can also join us in our listeners group. We'd love to have you there, too. That's a great, fun group. We talk about Gene Wilder, but we talk about movies and fun stuff, and it's just a great place to just kick back, relax. It's a safe place for all of us lovers of movies. I try to keep a rein on anything that's from the outside that's not movie and entertainment. It's not. We got plenty of other places for that. So come on by, check it out, thewilderride.com.
And we're back.
Yeah, there he is.
It's been a while. How's you guys doing, huh?
Yeah, we're good. How you doing?
I'm all right. How's Autumn? She's going away. Everybody's... So you guys got three movies. And by the way, I saw in the document, because I also have Google.
They let you have Google in the box? No.
It said you're giving away... how did you get a giveaway for Redbox there?
I wanted in the McDonald's trick-or-treater win contest.
Oh, I thought you'd worked out some sort of sponsorship. No.
So if a radio uses Redbox and wants a free one-night rental, hit me up on Facebook and I'll give you my code that I won.
The reason I haven't been around in a while is because I was over in Saudi Arabia and they gave me a nubbindectomy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, your nubbin is gone.
No, I got it replaced in France.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. There's three movies in the Red Box this week. I'm going to do those real quick. All right, we got Hotel Artemis. As Antifa rioting overtakes Portland, Oregon in December of 2018, angry Republicans make their way to Walla Walla, Washington, where the Artemis Hotel offers them sanctuary from the angry mob. It's operated by Jenner, a no-nonsense, very tall nurse with huge arms and a penchant for excessive makeup. Jenner has his hand full, dealing with the hordes of magopedes and securing the hole from a gathering mob of purple-haired women in pussy hats. As the violent screeches from the mob reach a deafening din, Nurse Jenner must learn how to unlock her secret power and spray down the crowd with gender fluid. Starring Bruce and Caitlyn Jenner, Donald Trump Jr., Connie Zelica, and Benicio del Toro as the Tard. Skyscraper. Get a time machine, go back to 1988, find a shopping mall, watch Die Hard. Rated U for unwatchable. Eighth grade. An introverted teenage boy tries to survive the last week of his disastrous eighth grade year by inventing a secret persona whose superpower is the ability to transform into a giant creature made of mucus. Mucus Man and his sidekick Booger Boy must fight the evil hatchet head and doorway dick before they can flood their town with their diabolical poop pipe. Rated R, starring Tim Andrews, and Benicio del Toro as the poop pipe.
So there's your three movies. And
what? You know, I'm surprised because Benicio del Toro actually had a movie out this week.
Oh, he did? What did he have out?
Sicario 2.
Oh.
Is out at Redbox.
Oh, it's on the Redbox? I didn't even see it.
Sicario was great. I haven't seen 2. Sicario was one of the best movies I've seen in the last 5 years.
I loved that movie, and I heard that the ratings on 2 were really good.
It didn't do well?
Yeah, I mean, you know how people are.
But my God, his character was, just when he killed that fucking family.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
I did not see that coming.
I didn't either.
I think he was going to kill the kids, too, but that's freaking cold justice right there.
Cold-blooded. So we're going to talk about what everyone watched. We all watched the same thing. I haven't watched anything in a while.
Did you watch The Flight of the Conchords?
No, I haven't watched anything. But I did watch the new episodes of the new Below Deck are both good.
So good.
I like that captain better than the lady captain on Below Deck Mediterranean.
Oh, yeah. Captain Lee?
Yeah. He's like, just...
I'd rather drag my dick through 10 miles of dirt before...
This hurts me. And I watched a bunch of Bewitched episodes on Pluto TV. Thank you, Autumn. I am so fucking addicted to that.
I like Pluto,
Pluto
too.
Is the best.
I tried the slow TV thing Autumn was talking about, and like... Maybe if you watch it with the sound off, but the fucking the train noise, one? Yeah, the brake noise on the fucking trains was driving me crazy. It was like, I am too high to be listening to this fucking screeching.
Have you watched
Sexy Girl Channel?
The Sexy Girl Channel that is dancing in bikinis?
The Eye Candy Channel?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
They have a lot of
I have watched those.
Some of them are not in bikinis. One chick was just dancing around in that Virgin Killer sweater.
They don't show nips.
They threw the sweater, they did.
It's close, yeah. And it's close.
Oh.
It's real close.
I'm going to
awesome.
Sit there and wait an hour to see a nipple when I could just open my phone and go, nipple.
I know. What it does, though, doesn't it take you back to being younger?
Yes, it makes me think of being a 15-year-old. I could see a 15-year-old me watching that channel all day going, I can't wait to see a nipple.
Yeah. And like, I got to time it to the perfect moment.
That show Caliente that used to be on the Spanish channel.
Oh,
you ever see that Caliente show? Just girls in bikinis dancing
on
the
every
beach.
Show on that channel was girls in bikinis. Sábado Gigante. Sabado Gigante.
That Caliente, though, they really were.
What was that show called? Maria del Barrio.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I thought it was also Sabado Gigante, right?
Sabado Gigante.
Oh, okay.
Sabado Gigante.
Big Saturday, right?
That was on right after Caliente.
Yeah, Caliente.
Or Sunday?
I used to watch that talk show. Remember
that? I don't remember what's Domingo and what's Sabado.
Domingo's Wednesday.
They had that woman with white hair who did like a Donahue talk show or an Oprah talk show, but it was all in Spanish. I would just sit there and watch it.
Only high. I can only watch that high.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore. Drugs are bad.
Yeah, I agree.
Drugs are bad.
So I haven't really watched anything. I guess you guys are all caught up.
But you, didn't watch
South Park last night?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'll murder you. But you didn't watch the Lodge 49 finale
yet? No.
Okay.
We're going to get all caught up on that. We've just been busy.
Gotcha.
And we were busy too, Autumn.
People
that have lives.
Well, I have Autumn here, so I wanted to ask her, are you watching The Great British Bake Off?
The new one?
With Noel from Mighty Boosh.
So I've only seen the first three episodes.
Is it not weird?
It is weird. They the way that they joke around is not as natural as Mel and Sue were.
No, and that little leprechaun that is his sidekick, I guess she's like a big star over there.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I don't know what's going
on. I went into the previous group of British Bake Show hosts not knowing who they were or what this was, and I just instantly felt like they had been working together forever.
Yeah.
You know, it was just seemed very comfortable, very natural.
And funny,
silly funny, not like edgy or, you know what I mean? It was just great, wholesome, perfect show. And I was trying to have an open mind.
I watched a couple episodes of it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, the original on Netflix.
Yeah, I was trying to have an open mind with the new season and the new people. And I don't mind the new lady judge.
No, she's cool. She's all right.
But the other two, they just don't seem to have...
Noel seems like he does not know why the fuck he's there.
He does seem to be looking at the camera like, is this right? Am I doing it?
Yeah, this does not make sense. And then on the flip side of you, watched Britain's Best Home Cook on Hulu with Mary Berry. That's her new show.
What?
Yes.
Is this?
Yes. It's like a, you know, Master Chef, but it's for
you
British
know from
people.
My helmet?
Yes. And Mary Berry is the star.
Friggin' Hulu.
Yes. And then and then the main chick on that, the host, she looks like Noel, only it's a woman. Jet black hair.
That
jet
seems
black
very
mascara,
British.
Yes. And she's she's like a comedian or some shit over there. I don't know what her deal is. But anyway, I want to see if you're watching that.
Have you been watching The Great Scottish Stroke Off?
I am watching Knife or Death season 2, which you guys poo-pooed it last year, and it's an even bigger, more challenging gauntlet this time, and they actually have people from Forged in Fire that actually know how to build knives and shit so they don't break. And anyway, it's very cool.
All those channels on Pluto TV again, they have, you know, just nonstop reality shows. There was one where I didn't even know it was a thing. It was a guy goes around, tries to find coffee.
What?
He's in the jungles of Borneo. Nah, it's real dangerous here. And he's just trying to find coffee.
It's like the best coffee beans ever.
Yeah, he found one that's almost extinct. It's a gigantic bean. He goes, I've never had this. And then he brings it back to the United States and he grinds it up. But it was just interesting. I was like, I didn't know the guy. I forgot what it was called. Like,
What do you think about that cat shit coffee? Do you think that's like the best coffee?
Probably. It's not worth it to me. I don't know. I had some pretty good coffee. I don't know where it came from, but it was in Greenville, South Carolina.
Remember you used to feed Squeaker coffee beans and follow him around with that plastic bag?
Yes. I miss Squeaker. Aww. Squeaker, aw.
Well, how's Sherman?
Sherman's great. He's a good boy.
He loves his buddies. He loves his dog pals.
He does love his dog. You know who he likes the best?
Who?
Rocky.
Aww.
The big old...
Meathead
doggy.
They are so cute together.
Rocky and I have been bonding a lot lately. Mm. He was so excited when we got back.
Aww.
You know,
Autumn, are you watching Survivor with Mike White?
No, because we don't have cable, you have to spend the super weirdo money for CBS.
But Mike White from, you know, the dude that wrote School of Rock, and you know what I mean, Mike White.
I don't know.
He's a writer and actor.
He's the weird looking one from School of Rock. Like, he looks like a bird.
Oh, yeah.
Beak. Like a bird face. Yeah.
Bird bones. Yeah, old bird
he's
bones.
He's
guy.
Got avian bird syndrome.
Yes, he sure does.
All right.
I totally know who that is.
Oh, but I just wanted to, before we could, I watched Return of the Living Dead because they had just dropped it into, I think, maybe Amazon or something. Mm-hmm.
The old one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't hold up.
From when? The 80s?
Yes.
Yeah.
From
1984.
That movie scared the shit out of me when I was a kid. I wouldn't go into the basement for like 2 years
because
that
tar
zombie.
Red.
Oh my God, it's so stupid.
I know.
It's so dumb. Anyway.
Anyway, but it was meant to be dumb.
Yeah, and Linnea Quigley is like full frontally nude for so long in that movie.
Do you remember what time? in the movie.
Yeah. Timestamp? Yeah, timestamp.
It was about 18 minutes.
17 minutes, 37 seconds.
And then she just stays naked.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I'll be watching that later.
MrSkin.com.
You guys want to do some staff picks?
Sure.
Wait, I watched Better Call Saul.
You're still watching season one, right?
No, season four.
She's all caught up.
Oh, you're all caught up.
Yeah,
already?
I'm caught up.
You watched the finale? Yeah.
I guess it was the finale. Has the finale happened?
Yeah.
Yes.
I watched the
finale. No spoilers.
It turned into...
Yeah, okay. Tim's going to watch the show eventually.
I am, actually.
Every time I'm watching it, I always think, like, man, why isn't Tim watching this? It's so great.
Oh, it's such a
every time I go back and try to watch the first episode, it's like you've driven halfway someplace and you thought, oh, fuck, I forgot to blow that candle out. So then you go back to your house like, oh, fuck, I didn't leave the candle on.
That is such a weird euphemism.
I don't know.
It's good, I think, and I was trying to... It's think about your mindset about
better
it.
Where
than you're like,
Breaking Bad. Everything that was good about Breaking Bad is in Better Call Saul.
Can I let you in on a little secret,
guys? There's more good stuff
tell it.
On top of it.
There's absolutely no reason that I don't watch that show other than I'm lazy.
Okay.
I believe that.
Well, I truly believe that. I was trying to think of it the way that you were talking about it, which was I don't need to know this story. It's not Breaking Bad.
I'm just kind of joking about it. And there's plenty of things you could say that about that are true, but I just haven't gotten around to it. And then. You know, I get obstinate, you know, like...
Right, right.
When somebody tells you should listen to every album ever made, and then you just get sick of David Byrne.
Here's the thing.
Why don't you listen to it? It's so good!
You're always looking for a show that you and the old lady can bond on, right? Because, like, there's not a whole lot of shows that you both like the same, right? And that's so...
Be into Kim Wexler.
She would be very into the show.
She got into Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Okay, well then...
And Lodge 49.
That's what I'm saying.
She's the one that said, hey, I'm going to start watching this Shameless show.
Right.
And she fucking loves it.
Yes. So I'm saying this is a show that you guys could watch together.
Right, okay.
Shameless is not canceled, but Emmy Rossum is leaving.
And so
is the
redhead.
Ian, the fucking redhead Gallagher kid.
I'm going to watch this show someday. My office mate, she just started finally watching Mad Men.
That show doesn't hold up.
I love that show.
I liked it while I was watching it.
Me too.
But I think there was a point where I was like, well, I'm still only watching this because there's more to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I totally am understanding who he is and why he, you know what I mean? There were just things about it that were, I think, a little lazy, but there was so much visual stimulation that was interesting to look at that I stayed in.
And characters. There were so many
characters and so much more story to go because you could just binge the whole thing.
Yeah.
That I kept watching it. But
so you did the same thing I did. Like you didn't watch it until it was over.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
But then it was just, I think if someone who was smarter than me went back and looked at the series as a whole, and did some sort of study on it, they would find a lot of problems with the stories and the character developments and stuff like that. I just feel like there's something up with that.
I haven't
show.
Wanted to go back and watch it again. Like, I enjoyed it as I got through. I liked pretty much all of it, most of it. I mean, there were some episodes that were better than others, but I wouldn't like go back. And not like The Wire, where I'll go back and watch
The
Wire
watch
again.
It. The Sopranos, The Wire.
The Sopranos,
The Office.
Oh,
no.
God, The Office is ridiculous. Bewitched. My nieces and nephews know every episode because they put it on Netflix. They know every episode of The Office. Like, they know all the verbatim, all the episodes.
Yeah.
They'll sit there and they're like 10 years old. They
freaking love
it.
That's great, though. That's like what we did when we didn't have binging, though.
Well, true.
But you would watch The Odd Couple every day. Back to back, two episodes on at 11 o'clock at night. It's the same fucking thing. Yeah.
Well, they got through The Office, and then they were like, what about this Parks and Rec show? And so they watched all of
that. Oh,
yeah.
Yep.
The sad thing about Bewitched...
Now go to...
is...
No spoilers, Tim.
Okay. The sad thing about...
Dick
sad
York
thing
dies.
Is...
Brooklyn Nine-Nine next.
He didn't die. He retired because his back hurt. He couldn't work
because
anymore.
He died.
Well, he's dead now.
Well, I know he died. The other guy, Dick Sargent's dead, too. He died of AIDS. But...
died AIDS.
Why are you laughing? That's not funny.
Well, I just like the way you said
it. That's right.
Yeah, he died AIDS.
He did
call him out on the carpet for it.
I didn't like him, though.
Well, and
I
you
didn't...
said it as one word.
Yeah, he got the AIDS.
He died AIDS.
died AIDS.
Dick York was the better Darren. Fight me.
I love her version of
fight me.
I don't know the difference between the two. I thought they were the same person. I didn't even realize somebody left and somebody
new
came
on. You didn't
know
there were two different Darrens?
Not until I got older.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
When I watched when I was a kid, I never knew that
there were two different Lionels, too, on The Jeffersons.
That was very obvious.
I liked the real Lionel, sure. Not the guy who wore the vest out, you know, the button up.
Vest Lionel, no.
No, I hate Vest Lionel. No. I don't hate the guy. I mean, come on.
I know what you mean, the character.
The character. I didn't like him, and he was a whiny one. You know, Lionel was the funniest character on TV for a couple of years when he was on All in the Family. Because remember, George wouldn't come to the house.
Oh, right.
So he'd send his brother. Mm-hmm. Or no, it was Louise's brother, one of those two. And he pretended to be George.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Because George hated white people.
Sure.
But Lionel was just sarcastic and funny. And I remember being a kid and thinking, I love that guy.
Yeah.
And then he eventually came back and was Lionel again.
Him and Meathead were good friends.
Yes. Yes, they were. They were
progressive.
Right. And then, of course, Anthony Geary was on an episode. He played...
with his white man's afro.
Twinkle toes, Roger. No, Meathead, a guy with glasses is a four eyes. A guy who's a fag is a queer.
Died AIDS.
And you put that in quotations of, you know...
Well, that was a character. I'm not saying that. It's from a TV show back in the day.
Tim's doing a monologue.
Doing a monologue, yes. Mm.
Died AIDS.
Died AIDS.
Hey, that guy died AIDS. Hey, when you're in New York, you die AIDS.
You got the AIDS.
Yeah, sometimes when you do a guy and you're gay, you gotta die AIDS.
Why were you so late coming home from school yesterday afternoon?
Yesterday. What was yesterday?
Yesterday was Thursday.
Oh, well, was I late?
Yes, you were. You finished school at 3 o'clock. You were not home until 6 o'clock.
That's right. Michelle and I stayed to watch football practice.
Hello, this is James Mason. You may recognize me from movies that are in black and white. I've been dead a very long time, but I resurrect myself every October so that I may do shout-outs for podcasts like this one. Radio Labyrinth. I'd like to welcome our newest Radio Labyrinth patrons, Jamie Kirkland and Chris Meitzler. That's right, Jamie and Chris pledged this week, and we thank them. If you'd like to be a Radio Labyrinth patron, all you need to do is go to www.patreon.com/Tim Andrews. Now, let's say thank you to all the others who so generously donate their money. Aaron Roberts, AJ Dysart, Al McKeon, Amber Gilpatrick, Andrew Harbin, Andrew Hopkins, Brennan Price, Brian Jackson, Brooke Sizemore, Buck Monterey, Chad Shepard, Chris Colehard, Chris Knight, Chris Weiland, Christopher Cosentino, Colin Oman, Dan Carroll, Daniel Pitts, Darren Downey, David C. Funk, Dean Poole, Debbie McDonald, Denise Reynolds, Dennis Davis, Dustin Lawler, Emily Warren, Eric Malmstrom, Garrett Kimball, Herb Lamb, JB, Jeremy Truman, John Bennett, Jonathan Wilson, Jose Perales, Joshua Schiffer, Keith Tate, Kevin Stokes, Kit Beatty, Lauren Calderman, Leslie Haney, Leslie Norman, Lou Caniglio, Mark Piero, Mark Weiland, Matt Carter, Mark Jones, Matt Talley, Matt Tenaglia, Mike D, Mike Hall, Mike Spittler, Nicholas Frank, Robert Calderman, Robert Haley, Ruben Aguilar, Rusty Weinberg, Ryan O'Connor, Ryan Newmans, Seth Ingram, Sean Hall, Sherry Dougherty, Stephanie Kaminsky, Trent, Wayne Blair, Wendy Muller, and Zach Pittman. If you'd like to join up, go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and watch out for those Lolitas.
All right, let's do our...
We got a good slice of pizza.
Hey, you got the pizza AIDS. We got to do our staff picks. So, Jeff, go ahead.
Oh, we were talking about Mad Men. I'm going to watch that new Matthew Weiner show on Netflix. Starts on the 12th.
Is it about the Romanoffs?
They're like supposed to be distant relatives of the Romanoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like an anthology kind of thing. There's like, I forget how many episodes it is, but it's like a bunch of different stories and stuff.
All right.
Looks pretty interesting. And
I'll check that shit out.
Got a pretty good cast.
Lisa's really, she's jacked about that
Lisa
show.
Lisa who?
Lisa Krause.
Oh.
Yeah. Who do you think? You know, when she listens to this, she's going to be like, you son of a bitch. Yes,
John Slattery and Christina Hendricks, both from Mad Men, are going to be on it, so.
Cool.
Yeah. and Noah Wiley and a bunch of other people. Ron Livingston.
I don't like Noah Wiley.
You don't like Noah Wiley?
No, I'm kidding. I
don't. Corey Stoll, that dude that I hated on the Strain.
Because
of his hair.
The fake hair.
Yeah.
I like right. Corey Stoll.
Once he started talking about that fake hair, though, he ruined it for me. I was out. Mm. I could never stop looking at it all the time.
They fixed it, though. That was one of the things I hated. Like
when they shaved it off?
Yeah, he shaved it off.
I was like, well, kid, this dude is obviously bald. Stop putting the fake hair on. And they did eventually on the Strain.
But he addressed
it. Yeah.
Steph.
Mine is, this Sunday, going along with AMC's Visionary series, now we get Eli Roth's History of Horror.
All right, you got to remind me to record this because I fucking love Eli Roth and I love horror.
So. I'm very excited about this one. And you know, we love the James Cameron. We love the comic book with Robert Kirkman. So it'll be, you know, in the same vein as that with awesome interviews with everybody from the genre.
Afrofuturism?
I don't think there's any Afrofuturism in this one. I don't think we'll need to get Lisa back for this.
Okay.
But it was started off with zombies. That's this Sunday, October. Ooh. This Sunday, October 14th at midnight is
the
when it premieres.
Dead.
So we get zombies and then slashers and then slashers part two because there's just so many.
Right.
And then the demons inside and then ghosts, creatures, and then they wrap everything up on November 18th with vampires.
Sweet.
Nice. So this looks like it's going to be super cool. I'm very excited about it. And then my other pick are food picks, which I haven't done in a while. Yesterday at Culver's, I had a fried chicken sandwich.
What's Culver's?
Culver's.
It's a restaurant.
I know that, but what kind?
It's like an ice cream place.
Ice cream.
Yeah, it's like, it's so much more than
that. Is it a chain?
And it's not ice cream.
It's not ice cream, it's custard.
I've only seen it in Wisconsin. I didn't know there was any.
There's one in
Lawrenceville. There's one by your parents. Yeah. In Lawrenceville, yes. So this one's right by my house. Okay, so you get the
Can you get fried cheese curds?
Yeah,
yes,
that's their
whole
thing.
Oh, you can?
Yes, that's their
whole
thing.
Fuck yeah.
Fried white cheese curds. They're so amazing. But their burgers are called butter burgers. They fry their burgers in butter.
Right.
So,
oh, my God.
But then I had a fried...
How are you not shitting your pants all the time?
I don't. I have a lockup. But I had a fried...
She has a pancreas or whatever you don't have?
I still have a pancreas, stupid.
What is it? It's a gallbladder.
Gallbladder.
He didn't have a pancreas.
Tim's pancreas died AIDS.
I didn't mean to call you stupid.
Died AIDS.
He's blacker than coal.
But this sandwich, you guys, it's a fried chicken sandwich on a pretzel bun.
Artichokes,
shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
On a pretzel bun, and it has a spinach artichoke spread on it.
Wow.
I don't know if you like spinach artichoke dip.
I hate spinach artichoke.
Well, you're stupid. It's so
good
with this fried chicken and on this pretzel bun. It's amazing. So I would definitely
recommend. Artichokes are devil's shit.
And this, and then the other is.
I'll try it if it's in a spread. I just don't like artichokes.
No, it's in a spread. It's in a delicious
salty
spread.
What's fancyfunnelcake.com?
That's my next pick. So this place just opened up my in-law's house, so I'll have more of a reason to go over there. It is any kind of funnel cake you could ever dream of. These places, yes, dude.
Where?
Look at the website. Look at the website.
They have
amazing.
One covered with crab and Old Bay seasoning.
Gross.
Oh, it's in Lawrenceville.
Yeah. Right there on
Lawrenceville.
Bethesda Church in 29.
Oh my goodness! If
it's
you're
so
if you're
random.
In Atlanta, go out to Lawrenceville.
You would go there for this funnel cake
and then go
place.
See my parents.
And then go see Autumn's
Hey, Bob.
Parents. But you can get a funnel cake. Look, if you saw, you can get anything on it. Like apples. They have one with a
can
cheese.
Can you get elk shit on it?
Shit on it.
Go back here and have that Mexican fella shit on it.
Okay.
Well,
that's what they want.
Going by the neighborhood, yes, I'm sure that's possible. But anyway, so go to the fancy
My
funnel.
House is painted bright
oh,
green.
Oh, beautiful.
Ours is bomb shelter blue.
Speaking of Mexicans, there was a little taco place in Greenville. That's apropos to nothing. But they had...
White rabbit tacos.
How do you remember? Because you kept making fun of me. Right? White rabbit tacos. I had a pork belly with shaved... pickled watermelon rind on it. Holy fuck, it was good.
I love pork belly.
Yeah, it was
if it's
a
done
nice,
right.
thick one. Yeah, not a lot of fat in it.
Oh, delish.
Any more stuff?
No, that was just food and food. So, yeah.
Go in that funnel cake place.
And also, if you go to Culver's, man, you got to get a frozen custard. And you got to have them, you know, and they always give you two mix-ins.
Yeah,
so I got cheesecake pieces and Heath bar pieces.
Nice.
And it was incredible.
I'll just get vanilla. I'm pretty lame.
You are lame because you can get anything in it. You just get vanilla.
I just like vanilla. I don't like ice cream with a lot of shit in it.
Oh,
I'm the same way.
You just
give me the vanilla bean with
vanilla
the specks.
Yeah, Briar.
Yeah.
That just seems like something I'd eat before I died because I couldn't chew anymore. They would just give me that in the nursing home.
Here you go,
and
you
I'd
old
be like,
bitch.
This is what you used to like. And I'd be like, that's right. Wipe my ass and give me vanilla ice cream.
And a lot of time when there's a bunch of stuff in it, I'll usually take it out of the freezer and just hunt for the one part of
it. Get the fuck out of here. I'll take the bowl of shit that you picked out and let me eat it.
Yeah,
God.
Yeah.
No, but my favorite ice cream, I know this is bland, But just like my sex, I like vanilla.
Get it? Great. Not even with magic shell on it? You wouldn't even put magic shell on it?
I'm not 12.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No, I would take a magic shell.
Yeah.
Especially when it like dips into the little pools.
The Reese's
like, the
magic shell cocktail is my peanuts. Favorite. Cocktail? Well, sure.
You know what I used to do? I would take that Breyers vanilla ice cream, and then I would get two giant scoops of Skippy or Jif crunchy peanut butter and let that mix in.
Farmer and Dell had a sundae like that.
Farmer and the
with,
Dell?
With,
yeah, that was a place in our hometown where you could go get ice cream and milk and it smelled like shit.
Farmer and the Dell?
They had those peanuts that you're talking about.
I know. Yeah. But you would go sit down and eat in there and get it. I mean, the food was great. It was a little home place.
Yeah.
But right next to the restaurant in the dairy was where they stored the cows. So while you're eating meals, there just flies everywhere and it smelled like cows.
Damn.
All right.
Sometimes I'll take a vanilla ice cream and I'll take raspberry jelly and I'll microwave it. So it's hot, and then you pour it over your ice cream.
You guys are 90 years old. My God.
Shut up, you dirty twat.
Sometimes I'll freeze a banana. And
my friend asked me if I wanted a frozen banana. I said no, but I wanted a regular banana later, so yeah. All right,
my staff pick is Tootsie on Pluto.
So an unedited, an edited version of Tootsie.
Full of commercials.
For AdamandEve.com.
Their commercials suck. Are.
It's the same one over and over. Right. Today Waze integrated into your Lincoln car.
Thank you.
And it was real annoying. But man, Tootsie is the best.
I'm Edward Kimberly. Yeah. Edward Kimberly.
That Jessica Lange.
The best part
what
of myself.
Stunner.
Oh, that she was so hot in that movie.
I think she's going to show so up on breathy. American Horror Story next week.
What?
I think she's going to show back up on.
I know, it's all converging. Such a great season.
I quit
so far.
Watching it. It's too fucking weird.
You're crazy. It's great this
it
season.
It looks gross.
It is gross.
Yeah.
I don't want to see gross stuff.
There was some gross stuff on there. But it was only like one episode.
Don't tell me anything about last night. I haven't watched it yet.
I noped. All right, you ready for mine?
Anything else that I'm watching or doing?
Oh, was that your real pick, Autumn? Are you done?
It was.
I mean, feel free to elaborate.
That's really it. Okay. I have nothing I've been doing, or I just do a lot of Instagram. Go follow Jason Biggs on Instagram. He's being really funny.
Showing pictures of his wife.
Jenny. Okay, so follow his wife, Jenny Molin, and then follow Jason Biggs, her husband, and they kind of talk to each other through there, and they fight sometimes. And
I'm going
to
unfollow Kevin Smith until he stops making that stupid face in every picture.
Kevin Smith, I know
skinny.
That you guys
He's
like
happy.
Him. He's so annoying.
I agree.
Yeah, but why does he make the same stupid
why
face?
Why does he wear the same pants?
I don't know. Why did he... the interview that he did with Adam Rifkin, I wanted to kill myself because he wouldn't stop talking. You ask him questions and then
it's
he...
It's his show.
Right. Why would you have a guest on and then you answer the questions? I was like,
because
he's kind
of
full
of himself.
Yeah. He carries on without a call.
And then everything is, and fucking and fucking and fucking and fucking and fucking.
I bet you can't guess that I'm wearing a jersey right now.
I don't care about that. He just makes a stupid face. All right.
He makes a face and he wears the same clothes and he's a weirdo and I don't like him.
And let me apologize to Dustin Lawler because we know he loves him. Sorry, Dustin.
I know. Sorry, Klein. We're turning on him.
All right, my staff picks. First one is the Doomsday Clock comic book series, which is sort of a sequel to
The Watchmen.
The Watchmen is amazing. It's their characters all bleed into the regular DC universe, and it's a lot of fun. And the Joker's in it. And they're all in it. It's fantastic. There's a good Green Lantern arc coming up that I haven't found out what's going on yet. So I'm digging it. You can get that at your comic book shop if you're into that shit. Podcast-wise, I'm listening to Halloween Unmasked, which is part of the Ringer Podcast Network. In it, you relive America's most revolutionary horror film, Halloween. Take a deep dive with host Amy Nicholson and unpack John Carpenter's accidental classic. There's interviews with Jamie Lee Curtis, interviews with John Carpenter. You find out how they got the mask.
I can't get there because it's like she sounds like Jennifer Jason Leigh in the Hudsucker Proxy.
I just
can't deal with it.
Oh, the lady?
Yes.
Oh, you got to get around that.
Hiroshima. And I mean, she's talking so fast. Hey, kid.
I know. But I like the movie a lot. So I want to find out more about it. And the other one, which is something that I'm actually watching, it's season 3 of The Man in the High Castle, which debuted on October 5th. I'm 3 or 4 episodes in it. It's really good this season. It's just a meandering show. But, you know, I like it because I'm into that weird alt-history shit.
The alt-right?
No. excited.
The alt, right?
You guys told me about an hour ago that none of this shit is real life. The alt-right is a fantasy.
I'm kidding, too. Oh, my God, Tim, please don't explain this.
That exists on 4chan and Twitter. All right. So those are my staff picks this week. Next week we'll be back recording on Wednesday night because I'm going to Virginia. I'm going to see Fish at Hampton. So I'll be gone for 3 days seeing Fish.
Nice.
It's the same song for 3 days.
It is not the same song. You got a shitload of song. Whatever, Rufus.
Did you get free tickets for that? Well,
no, we just used the money that we got back.
Oh, you got your money back.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, but then we don't have Saturday tickets yet because on Spotify, StubHub, they're fucking ridiculous. You know,
Bert Kreischer tickets went on sale today for pre-sale. $37.50 all of them at the Tabernacle. It's in February on a Saturday night.
No, you should see if we can get in for free.
I want to go. I love Bert Kreischer.
Do your magic, Jeff.
Yeah, I don't know anybody at Tabernacle.
Well, reach out to him.
I did reach out to him, and the dude said he's going to ask Bert if he'll do an interview.
All right, cool.
Oh, that would be very cool.
Well, we know we do a lot of interviews. All right, guys. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. Until that slide, please remember to...
Keep it canon.
Died AIDS.
This Saturday, October 13th, you can come out to the Downtown Pooch in Roswell from 12:30 to 2:30 and meet several of Barktown's highly desirable inventory of adoptable dogs.
Highly desirable.
And I'll be there with my goofy bumpkin, Sam Adams, who is just dying to kiss you and any dogs that you might have with you. So just let you know, he will molest you. He will molest your dogs. Be prepared. He was shot a few months ago, and he wandered around Waycross with a bullet in him for a few weeks, begging for food. But he's the happiest dog I've ever seen. Okay. It's like he doesn't even care that he was shot. So he's great. So please come out and meet Sam and maybe adopt him. I don't know. If you're just looking for some cool bargains on Saturday, you can come on over to Barktown's yard sale at 1068 Blackwell Road in Marietta. It's a big-ass piece of property, and we have it covered with tons of stuff from furniture to clothes. All proceeds benefit our dogs. And lastly, please come out to Gwinnett County Animal Shelter and check out our huge selection of cats and dogs that are completely free until October 20th. That's spayed, neutered, microchipped, vaccinated, and if they have heartworms, the shelter will treat them for free of charge. And Barktown and other rescues can only pull so many animals, so we really need the public to help us so we can save more lives. So if you can do that, we would appreciate if you keep it canine.
Woof! Awesome.